18.7 million pounds of cuts. Not as bad as it has been.
No, not as bad as it has been, Andy, and also very much see light at the end of the tunnel. So although this is, you know, it's a devastating thing to have to do, it's another 80 redundancies, another 70 contracts that won't be renewed, so 150 people who should be in work and are currently doing a very good job won't be in work. But we have gripped this. We've worked really hard over the last 6 years. And by the end of this financial year, the cuts in future will be much more manageable.
So who are you targeting this time?
What we're trying to do is generate as much income for the local authority as possible in terms of borrowing to invest across the town in a variety of different projects. We're looking at demand management, you know, what we do in terms of the concessionary fares on the tramway, for instance, you know, whether or not we can ask people maybe to pay £1 for their concessionary travel on the tram. I'm going to be sitting down with the Police and Crime Commissioner for Lancashire and talking about how much we contribute towards the cost of police community support officers. We're going to be holding a lot of vacant posts vacant. We're going to keep our libraries open, but temporarily suspend the purchasing of new books for a year to save £100,000. We're going to make some changes to some bus routes. But the rest of it really is around how the council buys its services and commissions its services.
Which brings me on to borrowing. Now, you're going to borrow another wadge of money for the hotel on the Wilkinson site. How do you respond to your critics then, who say, well, you shouldn't be borrowing money if you can't keep these staff on? Because they look at it quite a different way, don't they?
Well, they look at it in a very peculiar way, because what, of course, you can't do is borrow money to pay wages, because then you've no money to pay the borrowing back. The whole point of this is to generate revenue in years to come. So these same people would have me sell Blackpool Transport tomorrow for £30 million and just fritter that £30 million away, filling in gaps for the next 2 or 3 years. Of course, we don't do that. We keep Blackpool Transport because it pays us a dividend of £1 million a year. We keep our car parks because they generate an income of about £2.5 million a year. So, you know, you can't borrow money to spend on wages. What you can do at the moment is borrow money at historically low interest rates to invest in projects that will make money and take pressure off the council taxpayer in years to come.
How do you package that up and tell the people out there in Cookson Street, we're standing in the window now looking down one of Blackpool's most deprived streets, how do you tell them that it's going to be jammed tomorrow if you hang on?
Well, I think it's dead simple, right? By 2020, the council will have three sources of income. It will have council tax, it will have business rates, and it will have any other money that it can raise. It therefore stands to reason that the more other income we can raise, the less pressure there is on council tax and business rates.
Okay, and you're confident then that we're through the worst of it now?
Yeah, absolutely. We've taken really difficult decisions for the last 6 years. I think we're very nearly over the line now. The council will be half the size that it was in 2010. That's regrettable. It's not something I would have wanted to see. I don't think it's something many of us would want to see, but I think we've managed that process as effectively as we can. We've held to our political principles and beliefs. We've done what we told the electorate we would do back in 2010. You know, we've still got all of our libraries. We've still got our children's centres. You know, and I think there's not many places can say that.
And what's the message you're getting back from central government now? Times are changing there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, clearly I'm not a huge fan of the politics of the current government, but I have to say the mood music's changed. The Secretary of State is quite affable. There doesn't appear to be the antipathy towards local government that we had when Eric Pickles was the Secretary of State. I've had the opportunity to work with Theresa May on a couple of projects while she was Home Secretary. I've got quite a lot of time for her. You know, I think they do value local government and they can see that we've got a very important role to play. So I'm hopeful, whilst not being overly confident, that there's no sort of further large-scale attacks on local government heading our way.